Erin Keene is the arts reporter for WFPL News, and she joins us every week for a look at what's going on this weekend in Louisville in the arts community. So, good to see you again, Erin.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we have Humana Festival that started last weekend and goes through April, and that's where we start, right?
Right. So the Humana Festival has rolling premieres, and then the shows run in repertory. So one show has already opened. We have the next two opening this weekend. So Thursday evening is Appropriate by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins. It's a family drama about adult siblings who all come home to this like sort of plantation in Arkansas to sift through their dead father's estate. And they're all kind of estranged from one another. So things get strange when the estranged siblings come home. They discover family secrets. They clash and collide, that sort of thing.
So and hopefully they all come together at the end or something.
I don't know. We'll see. That remains to be seen.
Right.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, Cry Old Kingdom is opening. That's by Jeff Augustin. Jeff is the newbie in the festival. He's still in graduate school. This is a heck of a professional debut for
him.
Yeah. Cry Old Kingdom is based in the mid-60s in Haiti at the rise of Papa Doc Duvalier's oppressive regime there. And it's about an artist who's become reclusive under the dictatorship and has to sort of decide how he's going to proceed, if he's going to stay, if he's going to leave. Lots of questions about the function and worth of art in under dictatorships and in oppressive times. So,
will you get to review those plays?
I will. Don't look for them immediately because I have to go out of town. There's a conference that overlaps this year, but as soon as I get back, I'll get into the very next production. So
we'll look for those.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Well, Friday night, if you're a dance maven or if you just like to watch cool things happen on stage in front of you, Momix is coming to the Kentucky Center. And, you know, it's a little Cirque du Soleil meets the ballet kind of really great performance, professional performance troupe that they have these themed shows. This one's Botanica. So it's an exploration of the natural world. It's acrobatic dance. There's lots of music, lights, spectacle, pretty cool show. So that's Friday night at the Kentucky Center.
Okay. And finally, if you want to see some good storytelling, I hear there's something at the Bardstown for you.
Yes. So the Inky Reading Series is it's a literary event that happens once a month at the Bardstown on the second Friday. And this month they're doing something a little different. They're putting an emphasis on performance. So the featured readers are actually spoken word poets. But then also the Louisville Improvisers are going to be opening the show, and storytellers from the Moth Story Slam are going to be there also to tell stories and kind of talk about that. So
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. So a little more of a casual evening at the Bardstown if that's more your speed this weekend.
All right, Erin Keene, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for having me.